Is it, first of all, that shepherd? May even throw some stones to the sheep. Why? Not because he wants to punish them. He's taking care of them, and these are the techniques that he will use. So in this path, we receive a lot of punishment from the master. Do you remember what was the first punishment? Was seeing myself. The master is a mirror. Means what? Means a selfless person. Mirror is the only material that doesn't show off, doesn't show itself, therefore you see yourself in it. So, our masters, our peers, we find the guys that they don't have a show off. They are selfless. So, they will show you exactly the way you are. And the first image you receive, of course, it's ugly, it's painful. Because the first thing that the master will show to you is your selfishness, egocentrism. Right at the beginning, the master talked about what? He said, listen, you fell in love with your brain and you know nothing about love. You are busy with a piece of your life. And a piece of it is missing. Do you remember that? A piece of your life, you don't think about, and you don't do anything about. One third of your life, you're sleeping. When you're sleeping, you're a cadaver. The body is not. You are somewhere else, and you are experiencing something. If you are, every single night you have nightmares, okay. You'll be successful in the daytime, have everything and blah, blah, but your life is no good. A part of my life is in the dream, a part is in imagination, and a part of it is in non-existence. When I arrive there, that my ego doesn't exist, could it happen? Oh, I always pointed out, because I was taught to have the examples, a living creature, that's Nelson Mandela. A man who is walking out of the jail after 26 years and 7 months, being in a prison in a worse situation, he comes out and he's not full of hatred. He loves the people. So it's possible, yes. It's exceptional, but it is possible. So I'm trying to have that model because I understand that the animal is in here. If I'm not in the control, the animal will take the control. An animal starts with two stuff, jealousy and revenge. This is what the reaction of the animals are. I want to put them down, yes?
I will make thee sorrowful and weeping to the end that I may hide thee from the eyes of the wicked. Mm-hmm. I will cause thy temper to be sour with sorrows in order that the evil eye may be averted from thy face. Thou art not really a hunter and seeker of me. Nay, thou art my slave and prostrate before my providence. Thou art thinking of devices whereby thou mayest attain unto me. Both in quitting and in seeking me, thou art helpless.
It means what? You are thinking of the devices and the tricks to find me, to arrive to me. You are in the distance, and without me, you have no one. What is looking for me in you? Your pain. You always think that the pain is bad. And we told you, pain is not bad. It depends, what pain is it? The pain of Romeo. in the absence of Juliet, is the most beautiful one. Why? Because that pain is looking for Juliet, isn't it? So, my pain is looking for her. Therefore, I should appreciate that, because my beloved is listening to me. My beloved is watching me, and I'm trying to be worthy of that. Yes?
Thy anguish is seeking a means for me. I was hearkening yestereve to thy heavy sighs. I am even able, without this waiting, to give thee access and show unto thee the way of passage, that thou mayest be delivered from this whirlpool of time and mayest set thy foot upon the treasure of union with me. But the sweetness and delights of the resting place are in proportion to the pain of the journey. Only then wilt thou enjoy thy native town and thy kinsfolk, when thou sufferest the pains and tribulations from exile.
Means what? Nothing, you were just reading it, right? Now listen to it. You read it.
I am even able, without this waiting, to give access and show unto thee the way of passage, that thou mayst be delivered from this whirlpool of time and may set thy foot upon the treasure of union with me. But the sweetness and delights of the resting place are in proportion to the pain of the journey. Then wilt thou enjoy thy town and thy kinsfolk, when thou sufferest pains and tribulations from exile.
Did you listen? Because this is a very important message that you should remember. Here, beloved is talking. Means Rumi is quoting the beloved, the god. Okay, and I was saying that, listen, that feeling in you which is missing me, that is the key, and that will lead you to me. I even hear your sadness. I understand all that. That was up to this point. Then he said, listen, I can make you fall in love right now. I can give you whatever you want. But I'm not going to. You know why? Because the joy of arriving depends on difficulties of the path. If you gain something very easy, you cannot appreciate it. What is important about standing on one stone? There is a stone, and you could climb on the stone and stand up on it. How does it feel? Simple. That piece of stone is top of Kilimanjaro. Now what? Standing upon that feels fantastic. Okay, if a helicopter will drop you there. Wasn't it more comfortable? But it doesn't feel that way. Yes, you could go with helicopter, come down and brag about it. My family is rich, I have my person. But mount climbing is not that. Mount climbing is painfully going on and on and on, and it will end in a moment which is not even the end of the pain. You have to come down all the path when you're tired. You hear the story of this lady who tried to go to Himalaya and she couldn't come back because she pushed the last part. They told her that you cannot breathe. You're tired, come back. She said, no, I have to go up. She went up with the Canadian flag. And coming down, she died. Here he brings the mountain climbing, which is very easily understandable for the people in his time. There was no plane and helicopter. So they know their experience. You say, I could do very easily, I could take you, I could give you all the pleasures, but your pleasure will not be the best, because we are not talking about arriving somewhere. We are talking about the path. This is called the tariqah, this is path. And we enjoy the path. Why? Because in walking the path, I will change, and I want that change to happen in me. Because in this path, step by step, I could walk away from narcissism. That's what it is. You will be happy to see your families when you were for a long time far away. This is why this distance is important for us, and the pain of the path, which needs some explanations next time, inshallah.
Yes.
Okay. گفت پیغمبر که نفی بیان سحرم و حق گفتم خوش پهلوان هین مکن جلدی برو ای بول کرم مسجد و ما را مکن زین متهم که بگوید دشمنی از دشمنی آتشی در ما زند فردا دنی که بتاسانید او را ظالمی بر بهانه مسجد او بود سالمی تا بهانه قتل بر مسجد نهد چون که بدنام از مسجد او جهد تهمتی بر ما منه ای سخت جان که نیمی من ز مکر دشمنان هین برو جلدی مکن سودا مپس که نتون پیمود کیوان را بگز چون تو بسیاران بلافیده ز بخت ریش خود برکنده یک یک لخت لخت هین برو کوتاه کن این قیل و قال خیش و ما را در میفکن در بار گفت ای یاران از آن دیوان نیم که ز لاحولی ضعیف آید پیم کودکی کو حارس کشتی بودی تبلکی در دفع مرغان می زدی تا رمیدی مرغ زن تبلک ز کشت کشت از مرغان بعد بی خوف گشت چون که سلطان شاه محمود کریم برگذر زد آن طرف خیمه عظیم با سپاهی همچو استاره اسیر انبوه و پیروز و صفدر مرغ گیر اشتری بود کو بودی حمال کوس وقتی بود پیش رو همچون خروس بانگ کوس و تبل بر وی روز و شب میزدی اندر رجوع و در طلب اندر آن مزرعه در آمد آن شتر کودکان تبلک بزد در حفظ بر عاقلی گفتش مزن تبلک که او پخته تبل است با آن شست خوب پیش او چه بود تبو را که تو تفت که کشد او تبل سلطان بیست کفر عاشقم من کشته قربان الله جان من نوبتی های تبل بلا خود تبوراک است این تهدیدها پیش آنچه دیده است این دیده ها ای حریفان من از آنها نیستم که از خیالاتی در این ره نیستم من چو اسماعیلیانم بی هزار بل چو اسماعیل آزادم ز سر فارغم از تمتراغ و از ریا قلتالو گفت جانم را بیا گفت پیغمبر که جاد فی السلف بالعطیه من تیقن بالخلف هر که بیند مر عطا را صد عوض زود دروازد عطا را زین غرض جمله در بازار از آن گشتند بند تا چو سود افتاد مال خود دهند زر در انبانها نشسته منتظر تا که سود آید به بذر آید مصر چون ببیند کالایی در ربح بیش سرد گردد عشقش از کالای خیش گرم زن مانده است با آن کو ندید کالای خیش را ربح و مزید همچنین علم و هنرها و حرف چون ندید افزون از آنها در شرف تا به از جان نیست جان باشد عزیز چون به آمد نام جان شد چیز لیز لعبت مرده بود.